This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia and North Korea have signed a partnership deal that appears to be the strongest since the Cold War, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian state media says President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have signed a comprehensive strategic partnership during a summit in Pyongyang. Putin's visit comes amid growing concerns over an arms arrangement in which North Korea provides Russia with badly needed munitions for Moscow's war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that could enhance the threat posed by Kim's nuclear weapons and missile program. The North is under heavy UN Security Council sanctions over its weapons program, while Russia also faces sanctions by the U.S. and its Western partners over its aggression in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of a United Nations Commission of Inquiry, Navi Pillay, said on Wednesday the Israeli military are carrying out quote-unquote extermination of Palestinians.
An intentional strategy to cause maximum damage, disregarding the legal obligations of distinction, proportionality, and adequate precautions.
Israel does not cooperate with the inquiry and alleges anti-Israeli bias. The leader of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says it has new weapons and intelligence capabilities that could help it target more critical positions deeper inside Israel in case of an all-out war. Hassan Nasrallah's comments on Wednesday came as the cross-border conflict simmering between Hezbollah and Israel for more than 8 months appears to be reaching a boiling point. The remarks came a day after a top U.S. envoy met Lebanese officials in his latest attempt to ease tensions between Hezbollah and Israel.